Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. Seven oh seven on the Faith Radio Network. Where we connect faith to life. Great to have you with us, and thank you. Thank you for being one of our supporters. If you are, find out more anytime at myfaithradio.com. We are listener-supported Faith Radio, myfaithradio.com. Are you planning for retirement? For a lot of people, planning for retirement means putting money into a 401k plan or building a financial nest egg, as it were. With all this focus, though, being placed on being fiscally prepared for retirement, how many of us have neglected to pay attention to our physical health and attend to our physical health in such a way that we can enjoy the retirement years? Lisa Marone, who always reminds us to get healthy for heaven's sake. She is an author, a speaker. She joins us now on the guest line. Lisa Marone, welcome back to Faith Radio.
Good morning, Austin. Great to be with you.
Well, always a pleasure to be with you. I'm guessing when you go out on the speaking circuit, you show up in a church or some civic group and say, I'd like to talk to you about retirement. People are kind of do a rut row kind of thing. What? She's talking about retirement? Kind of surprising,
yeah.
But you make a very valid point. Tell us about this.
Hey, listen, when I think of retirement, I go straight to the Bible, and my focus is on who retired well. And what I mean by that is, who in their third semester of life did God use mightily? You know, we think of retirement as a time that we're going to just kick back and do nothing. But if you are a follower of Jesus, that is often the time that you are most powerfully used by him in that last trimester of your life. I mean, you have all your life experience. You have all the walking of those days with Jesus. You have knowledge. You have time. And maybe you even have some extra money around. So those are the times that we really want to shine. And what I find is that we spend so much time focusing on our financial portion of what our last trimester is going to look like, and we completely forget, rather than wealth management, we forget about health management along the way.
Hmm. How do we begin a proper focus on health management for the future?
When we look at investing, whether in finances, we often know about the principle called compounding interest. And compounding interest is when we place money in the bank, and then over time, we not only gain interest on our principal, the amount that we've put in the bank, but the bank continues to give us interest on the interest that they've given us. And so we have this compounding financial gain that time blesses. And this happens in our own health life because we have a financial gain that compounds, or the negative flip side of compounding interest is when we take a debt or a loan from a lender, we're going to over time have to pay that back, and we're going to be paying that back with some hefty interest. And the longer it takes you to pay that back, the more interest that accrues. And so when I'm looking at my patients and they come before me and they're 70 years old and they're like, hey, I'm retired, but I can't move my body, and mm-hmm. I spend half of my time in the doctor's offices, that's when I'm saying, you know what, I need to get to people in their 30s and start talking about how we do that specifically.
Yeah, very interesting. Lisa Marone, she is a physical therapist by training. She's also a very popular author and speaker with us on a regular basis here on Faith Radio. And she's talking about planning for retirement. Now, let's just imagine, we'll just get creative and imagine a person who is beyond the age of 30 and they have not yet taken the steps to plan for their health in their retirement years to make sure that they are functional and mobile and able to enjoy that that final trimester, as it were. What do you say to that person in their 40s or 50s or maybe even beyond the 50s who needs to make some changes?
Yeah, the first thing that I say is start today. Don't wait until you turn, 60 years old, because that's the time you're going to get it all together. But today, the first thing I tell my patients is I want you to get in a good sleeping pattern. I don't want you to carry around sleep debt, because sleep debt is going to deteriorate your body's immune system, your physical wellness, and even your mental wellness. And so getting 7 hours of sleep, as close as you can get to that, that's going to be kind of your gold standard in terms of health. The more I read about health, sleep rather than your weight, sleep rather than exercise is your number one predictor for how long you live. And so when we want to be used by God for as long as he has intended us to live, that's the first thing I want my patients to get in order, is a good sleeping habit.
That's very interesting. Now, beyond sleep, where do you go from there?
From there, I look at my patient's body weight, and I say, you know what, if they look like they're overweight or even obese, that's the second thing I want them to bring under control. Now, on my website, lisamarone.com, if you go to free resources, I've put in there what's called a BMI calculator, which is a body mass index calculator. Mm-hmm. And it's a way for you to find out today, are you in a normal body weight category, which would mean that you're at low risk for health problems? Are you in a moderate risk where you're overweight? Or are you in a real high-risk category where you've moved beyond overweight and you're into an obese category? That will give you an idea of where you are today, and then you it's a flexible calculator. So now you can just put in wish lists. You know, I wish I was this weight, and then see if that brings you down a category. That's really your second key. First is sleep. The second is you start to lose your weight. Now, don't go on some crash diet for that. You know, if you gained your weight like 1 pound a month, you know, over the last 10 years, well, just stop gaining weight the first month, and that's already a bonus. And then start looking to take 1 or 2 pounds off a month in a way that you can live. Just make modifications that you don't even almost notice that your lifestyle has changed in terms of your food intake.
Let's talk about some of those subtle modifications when we continue. Lisa Marone, she is a physical therapist by profession, by training. She is a very popular author and public speaker. She's a professor. She reminds us to get healthy for heaven's sake. We're talking about planning for our later years in life, the retirement years, and how to make sure that our health investment plan is in place along with our financial investment plan. We'll continue with Lisa Marone in just moments. It's now 7:15. This is the Faith Radio Network. We're glad you're with us. Welcome to Monday. Welcome to November. I'm Austin Hill. Sixteen on the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. Coming up in just about 20 minutes from now, we'll pose this question to you and take your calls here on the Faith Radio Network. The question is simply, do you think voting matters? And do you care to be bothered to vote coming up tomorrow? And do you know people in your church that are voting? And what's your take on this election 2014? It's a big deal in the minds of many of us, but in the minds of others, it's really nothing to waste our time on. We'll talk about that coming up at about 7:35 this morning. Lisa Marone is a physical therapist by profession. She's a popular author and speaker and professor. Quick to remind us to get healthy for heaven's sake. We're talking with her about making investments in our health retirement plan, not just the financial retirement plan, but our health retirement plan. Lisa, I want to get back to something you said a few moments ago, and we've talked about this before here on the program. Your concern that people get adequate sleep. What do you say to the person who says, all right, I've burnt the candle at both ends for most of my adult life, and I did what I did, rightly or wrongly. I made sacrifices. Something had to go in my schedule, and it was sleep. But, wow, I'd sure like to get all caught up. Can a person chronologically and physically get caught up if they've lived a life of sleep deprivation? And what do you advise in the case of that scenario?
Well, unless you're Rip Van Winkle, you probably cannot get caught up on all that sleep that you've lost. But you can start today to make changes because God has created our body to restore itself. And so it's better not to say, well, I'm just underslept. I'll just, you know, knock off that piece of my retirement package, and I will just continue on like I have. It's important. As we sleep, every night when you sleep, your brain produces something that's almost like a miracle grow for your brain cells. So your connections between brain cell to brain cell and your rebirth of new brain cells occurs. So especially as we're going into the third trimester of our lives, we're looking at wanting to have a clear mind. Dementia's on everybody's mind in a fearful way. Sleep. Get to sleep. Sleep well. And if you're having trouble sleeping through the night, that's why I wrote my Sleep Well Again book, because it's that critical. I thought I needed to address all the different issues that are keeping people up at night. And so that's a really important thing. Start today. It's like investment. They always say start today. So you didn't invest for retirement, save for retirement, but today you can. And so start today, make small changes for big results.
Talk to us about small changes with our eating habits that can pay great dividends down the line.
Yeah, one thing that's really exciting is that small changes in what you take in actually affect your waistline. I had a patient who had a belly on her that she looked about 3 months pregnant. She was in her 50s. The rest of her body looked slim, and I had her make two changes. We looked through her diet. She was pretty healthy, but one thing she did was drink a glass of grape juice because of the high antioxidants, of course, glass of grape juice every lunchtime, and she ate her sandwich on a piece of rye bread. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let's just change out those two things. Drink water for lunch. Take a pill for antioxidants, some vitamin A or B, C. And then rather than use this type of bread, let's use a sprouted grain bread, something that your body gets more nourishment out of. And she did those two things, and within 3 months' time, she went down two sizes in her clothing. She was so excited, and it's small little changes that make your body function better. She went back to her doctor, and not only had she lost weight, but she had been on some medication for high cholesterol. Her cholesterol was fine. Her blood pressure was back into normal range. That's
very
just a glass of juice and some bread.
Yeah, just a couple of minor alterations, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
And on the exercise front, for those of us who have said, you know, I haven't exercised like I should have. I'm not quite in shape. I just need to do a little more of this or a little more of that. But I'm going to get there. Certainly, you're the one that's always encouraging us to get there. But how do we make those kinds of adjustments, those kinds of changes in our physical activity that hopefully will pay dividends down the line in our latter years?
If you've lived a sedentary life, or even if you've had a job, I'm thinking of a patient right now who is a linesman who used to climb telephone poles, and you think, okay, that's a physical job. But if you've lived a life where you haven't had exercise, where you're doing 30 minutes a day or 150 minutes a week, that is your goal. Every scientific research study that's come out has said that that's the goal, 150 minutes of exercise. Now, it's a specific kind of exercise in that it needs to raise your heart rate. So it can't be that you're cleaning your house unless you're doing it at Mach speed. It has to be something that if you were having a conversation with someone, you'd be a little bit breathless as you were speaking. At that rate, and it doesn't have to be 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. It can be 150 minutes on one day. The research has come out that it doesn't matter how it's broken up, but that mm-hmm. you are raising your heart rate for that amount of time.
Interesting. Very interesting. Many years ago, I was involved. This was back when I was in my 40s, so this was about a decade ago. But I was involved in a men's ministry group where guys got together and talked about planning for the future and talked about our third stage of life, as it were, the third trimester, as you've referred to it as, Lisa Marone, and talked about how to make those years productive. And I remember a gentleman who was probably about 20 years my senior at that time, And we were talking about making these adjustments with our health. And he said, Austin, I'm glad you're making changes now while you still got time. I ran out of time. I abused my body so much. I'm now diabetic, and there's really no going back on that. I've heard stories from healthcare professionals such as yourself, Lisa Marone, that indeed diabetic symptoms and conditions can improve with better exercise, better diet, better sleep, those kinds of things. But in the broader, more general sense, can we reach a point where we cross a line, we've sort of run off the clock, so to speak, and we can no longer make changes to improve our physical, mental, and emotional well-being?
I believe you can always make changes. I had a patient come in this week who's in his early 70s. He's retired. He has a shuffling gait like he's, you know, 95 years old, and he could barely move. I asked him to pick up one foot and try to balance on one leg. He fell over in a second on both legs. And here's a guy who used to be a football player and an athlete. And within two treatments of physical therapy and him doing some home exercise program, he's picked up his speed of walking, he's standing more erect, he's waking up with 50% less pain, And that helps him to keep up with his wife. It helps him to keep up with his daily life. Now, that's only two treatments. And so I'm so excited for this man a couple of months down the line that we can still make changes that affect him. And he is insulin dependent. He was an alcoholic. He has a lot of issues, physical issues. But there are still things that we can do to make us more effective. It's all about how can we be used by God. We spend so much time in Bible study and we become big Bible fatheads, but we, in doing so, we neglect our physical body, and that's how God actually uses us in that last trimester or even our second trimesters. You know, it's like we need to be his hands and feet, not just his mind.
Lisa Marone, she is a physical therapist here to remind us to get healthy for heaven's sake. Some thoughts on planning for our retirement. Lisa, as always, what a privilege to be with you. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Have a super day.
And to you as well. 7:25, Breakpoint on the way next. A very special edition of Breakpoint. We will hear once again the voice of the late Chuck Colson. I'm Austin Hill. Stay with us. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.